Welcome back to this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. On today's episode, I'm sitting down with Anya Agutian, Advisory Success Coach, to talk about coaching. Whether you're a new eMoney user or you're a more seasoned eMoney user, I'm confident you'll find a lot of value in my conversation with Anya today. And if you've had the pleasure of being coached by Anya, you won't be surprised to hear that she quite recently won an award for her coaching here at eMoney. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Anya. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Anya, thanks so much for joining the podcast today. I'm really excited to have you on. Can you start by telling our listeners who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yes. Hi, Kate. It's so nice to join. And what a privilege it is to be sitting here with a Gold Stevie Award winner for your podcast. So thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Yeah. So just a little background about me. I'm a senior advisory success coach. I wear a few different hats in the role. Really, the big picture is I'm here to support the advisors and the coaches, making sure advisors get the most out of their eMoney experience and that our coaching team has the tools to deliver the best experience possible for our users.
I love that. Yeah, I personally know what a valuable asset you are to eMoney and what a valuable asset all of the coaches are. So I would love for you to share a little bit about the value of coaching with our listeners, and then also just share a little bit about your story and how you got to eMoney, because I think that's something advisors will really appreciate hearing.
Yeah, absolutely. So really the value of coaching is that we create a personalized experience that allows the users to go at their own pace, but also showing them a way of creating a repeatable process. So just a little bit of a background about even what I'm doing in my role. First thing is I work with enterprises and firms as a point of contact. So for those larger teams that are looking to organize coaching, I serve as a direct point of contact. So I meet with firms to understand their specific needs and create a structure to a planning program that sets clear expectations and best practices from the start. This also just ensures that coaching is not just an individual effort, but a scalable and structured process for the firms. And the second thing is I talk about my role being the internal support, the people's role. So I'm really here to support and mentor our coaches, ensuring that they have the resources and guidance that they need to succeed. And also just helping develop internal trainings that go beyond knowing eMoney as a platform. So I have a team right now that we are strategically pairing coaches based off their skills and experience to collaborate effectively, making sure that our coaches not only understand the platform, but the advisor's world. This just keeps our team sharp and wanting to continuously learn more. And the fun part about this is our team is so exceptional. Between the 17 coaches that we have 117 years of industry experience and 87 years of eMoney experience. So put all that together, you are going a lot, right? So you're going to get one of the coaches who knows really everything, not like I said, not only about the platform, but the advisor's world to make sure that we can customize the experience for you. So I started working at a financial institution back in 2015. It was my first time in the industry, worked many different departments, the 401k department, onboarding, which is the money movement internally, sales, and my next step was to become an advisor. So I was looking for a smaller practice because I really wanted to personalize the experience and work directly with clients who needed help. So I found an advisor who was local, just moved here from California, was reestablishing his business. And when I came on board, he told me, he's like, I have three different planning tools. You can choose whichever one you want. I've been paying for all of them. And I went through training on all of them, and eMoney was the last one because I've heard it was the most complicated. And once I saw what eMoney does, I absolutely fell in love with the tool. And I knew that I wanted to redirect my focus from working with clients to then working with advisors. Because what I know in our industry, as advisors, we get so excited to share any information that we have with our clients. We want to give them ideas and solutions. And sometimes what ends up happening is we overtalk, we overexplain, and it leaves people a little bit lost in the meetings. Where when you have a tool like eMoney, you can bring this up in a conversation and simplify whatever topic or idea you are sharing with them. So once I saw that and I saw there's so many ways of integrating this tool into a business, I knew that I wanted to make the switch, and eMoney just coincidentally had an opening. And now I'm here and I absolutely love it. Just working with advisors every day and helping them with their process. And even I get moments of like having just full body chills when advisors have that light bulb moment that goes off and they get so excited that finally things are clicking, or this is the tool that they've been looking for a long time to create beautiful plans. That's really how I came to eMoney.
I love that so much. You have such an awesome story of how you came to eMoney, and what a cool perspective you have to bring to our company, having been on one side of the industry and now working on a completely different side. So that's such a cool story. And I mean, the customization aspect is something so special about coaching because, of course, and we'll talk a little bit about this later, but we have so many resources available for them to really get help in the application and training, but to have the opportunity to make it super personalized is something really unique about coaching that I think is just so impactful for the advisor to experience. They get that one-on-one time, which is awesome. And I've had the opportunity to work really closely with a lot of the coaches on your team. So I can say firsthand how awesome you guys are. And I love getting to work with your team. So I want to kind of take the advisor through what it would really look like for them as they get started. So I know the coaching process has shifted a little bit with the addition of the Learning Center, which we'll talk a little bit more about later. But can you talk a little bit about what that experience looks like for that advisor to go through coaching today?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we've really evolved our coaching program to be more flexible and tailored to not only the advisor's needs, but now we can support any licensed support user in the office. So like I mentioned earlier, our users go at their own pace, and while getting a personalized support to maximize their experience, they're going to start in the Learning Center, which is by clicking in the Training tab on the upper right-hand corner. And there, they're going to find a variety of self-paced courses that are designed to provide in-depth training on how to use eMoney effectively. What is different from the experience prior is now you are not only going to meet with different coaches, but the scheduling link is opened up. It's a group scheduling link that allows you to schedule same day, latest next day. And this is really what sets eMoney's coaching program apart from anyone else. You not only get that one-on-one coaching, but how that one-on-one coaching is helping is it's reinforcing your learning by allowing you to ask questions. And like I always say, customize the experience, because every advisor has a different business need, right? One shoe does not fit all. So that's really where we get to, as coaches, help you. And we'll get more into each session and what that looks like. But on that first call, what's helpful is that we will waive any sections that you are not applicable to you or that you don't need. And like I said, we'll get more into it, but just a different style of training where everything's handed to you up front, allows you to learn what you need, take what you need, and then be able to back it up with a coaching call to ask those questions.
That's awesome. Yeah, that really speaks to the customization of it, the fact that they can kind of pick and choose what really works for them. And also, I just want to reiterate the fact that you guys offer the opportunity for them to schedule it so close to the time when they're looking at the calendar options. I don't know if I relayed that correctly or I guess clearly enough for our advisors, but the fact that they could go in, let's say on a Tuesday, and schedule for Wednesday morning or something, I mean, that is really kind of awesome. And that just goes to show how responsive your team is to what those advisors are needing and looking for. So kind of diving a little bit more into the weeds, what does each coaching session entail?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm just going to break down a standard coaching program. And this is where I say we can customize it. Call one is the getting started. This is where we get to know who you are. It's one of the most important calls that you can have, because during this session, we understand your role in the office. What specific goals and challenges do you face in your business? Anything that you're specific that your clients are asking from you that maybe you don't feel like you could just deliver right away, maybe even prospects. And then in that meeting, that's where we waive sessions that do not pertain to you or that you're not ready for. On call two, it's called optimizing aggregation. That's where we show you on creating an order of operations for using your integrations and connections. Maybe there are certain integrations that you're using in the office that eMoney already has a connection to or has a tie to. So we'll show you how do you implement that into the process of using eMoney. Call three, that's our client portal call. One of my favorite calls that we have. I could talk about it all day long. So many great features to it. But in that call, that's where we help you customize the experience for your clients. What features should you have turned on? What settings should you have on? Maybe what alerts should you have on for your clients or for yourself? So walking you through the parts of using the portal that can really create that stickiness in your relationship with clients, making them never want to leave you. Because, and one of my favorite things about the portal, and I teach advisors, is that the more entangled we get our clients with us, the harder it is to leave. Because anyone that's ever going to send them a seminar invitation for a dinner, or maybe another advisor is looking to take them away, that client is going to remember that everything that they're doing and everything that they're working on with you is tied into one place. It's a lot harder to leave, right? When everything is located in the client portal. So again, that's just where we show you how to use it effectively, how to introduce it to your clients and into your business. Call four is the planning prep call. That's where we walk our users through using reports, entering in facts, favoriting certain reports, because one of our favorite sayings here at eMoney, garbage in is garbage out. Data entry is one of the most important parts of using eMoney. So on that call, we'll start showing you specific sections of data entry that's maybe not as common sense. Maybe there's some blind spots to it. And again, how to use the reports effectively to fact check your information so you feel comfortable going into a meeting and presenting that information to a prospect or client. And call five, this is everybody's favorite call, where there's a call. So with that call, this is where we as coaches will take you through a customized experience on learning the different planning tools that are available in eMoney. When we talk about one shoe not fitting all, this comes to the planning side too. There are advisors who love using interactive tools. Maybe they like to use reports. And we will walk you through on what tools are available and maybe even giving you some other ideas on changing the way that you are presenting plans to create more engagement with that client or prospect sitting in front of you. So that's really the outline of our calls that we have. And like I say, on call one, anything that you are not ready for or that's not applicable to your role, we will waive that. So you'll always have access to those sessions and those courses. You just don't have to go through them. You're not forced to go through them.
Okay, wow. There's so much to unpack just in that summary of calls for our advisors. So I'll just start by saying, I think the client portal call on its own, the fact that we even have a call that focuses on the client portal is awesome, because the client portal is something that we hear so much great feedback from advisors on, just the role that it can have in the planning experience and really giving their clients a front row seat. We talk so often about how to build that strong advisor-client relationship and also how to motivate clients to get things done on their end and really get them engaged. And I feel like utilizing the client portal is a huge opportunity for them to take advantage of a way to get their client motivated to take certain steps in the planning experience. So I think advisors, hopefully advisors, as they leave today's episode, will really just have a great understanding of having that client portal call. Just that call on its own will really help them understand the best use of the client portal. So, and all of those calls that you guys offer dive into those specific nitty-gritty topics and give them the chance to ask questions. So I think that's huge. We talked earlier about the Learning Center a little bit, and for advisors who are maybe newer to eMoney, with learning opportunities when it comes to understanding the application, there are e-learning resources in the help menu. There's coaching like we're talking about right now, and there's also training sessions. So they really have a really well-rounded approach to learning e-money from the inside out and understanding it as an application. So how can advisors really make the most of those three learning components for a well-rounded learning experience?
Oh, that's a great question. So something that always stood out to me about eMoney versus any other software that I've ever used in this industry, it was all the support that advisors get when using our tool. So something that I think would help with their experience is, first of all, get your hands dirty, get into eMoney, start somewhere. Coaching, I think, is one of the best areas, because what we can do for you is when we ask those series of questions to understand your business, we will then help navigate not only on the coaching calls, but what resources should you be looking up in the help menu? What training videos will help you maybe on that topic or after you graduate? So again, first step is just get in there and start doing something. And then take the courses and follow along with eMoney. So as you are watching the trainings, as you're watching the actual Getting Started program course material, on one monitor, have your training pulled up, and on the second monitor, have your own eMoney. That way you can follow along with real life examples. Start building out a plan. Start putting in the facts. Whatever you are learning, it's like clicking and following along. The other part is to write down questions as they are happening. Sometimes we get so busy in the moment where we're doing things, we forget. So write stuff down. If it's something that has or needs an immediate answer, call our customer service team. See if you're doing things the right way. Maybe there's a better method to the madness. And then also, if it's not something that's mandatory, write it down so then in your next coaching session, you can ask that to your coach and we will help walk you through that question and again, some best practices. And putting all the materials together, I would say, is coaching, the help menu and customer service and the training videos all work together to really help drive the point home. So you get all the material up front, and then we will help kind of organize again based off of what your needs are and what you're looking for. So they definitely work hand in hand and help you not only learn the foundations of using eMoney, but really getting you into those next steps as your journey here continues on using the software, because there's so much you can do. No matter what phase of the business you're in, you could use eMoney for it. So allow us as the trainers, as the coaches, as customer service to help you with that process. We want to make your life easier. You shouldn't be wasting 2 hours or an hour trying to get an answer on something. You know, it makes me we laugh about it. But when I hear that, it always makes my ears like pierce. It's like a nails on a chalkboard for me. Cause it's like, you have so much support. Use it.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like there's so much support, and the, you know, eMoney is always releasing new features and there's things that are changing for advisors, but the advisor's business is always changing as well. So it's not, you know, a one stop to the help menu or one coaching call and then we're done. Like there's always just so many ways that they can make the most of the experience and continue to get value out of coaching, training, e-learning. And I think that that's great advice for them. So one of the changes that our advisors might notice in coaching is that requirement to take advantage of certain videos or certain resources in between their coaching call or in preparation for their coaching call. Can you elaborate on the structure of that and its benefit to the advisor? Because I think that that will really help them understand the value behind really completing those activities before they meet with you.
Yeah. So when I first saw the coaching program myself, the new one that's rolled out, I was a little bit scared because there were so many locks and it looks like it's going to take you 3-4 hours to complete a course. Absolutely not. The way that we have set up those coaching calls is in a specific order of operations, because eMoney is not just a planning tool. eMoney is a tool that you can integrate into every aspect of your business. So the way that those coaching calls are set up with locks, it is to make sure that you are going in a correct order. And that's also why coaching call number one is so important, because so anything that you do not need or not are not ready for, we will waive you out of those. But we want to make sure that you are not only using eMoney for that planning side, but you're setting up your system correctly. That way, a year or two from now, you're not frustrated because you have to hire somebody to clean up your e-money, or maybe even waste 2-3 hours of your paraplanner's time to get everything correct in the system. So the locks are set in place for a reason, but it's really just to go through a correct series of courses and making sure that you get the most out of using our software.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like there is, it's not like that recommendation is something to just fill the time. Like there is value behind all of those activities for them to complete. And if they're going to get the most out of the application, they're going to need to get the most out of the coaching call. And that's going to require them coming prepared. So great advice. I think that hopefully they'll understand the value behind that as they go into the coaching process, or if they're in the middle of it now as they're experiencing it. Advisors that we meet with and talk to, they're always really looking for the best ways to gather data. Data is obviously one of the huge factors that really helps an advisor run their business. Client data, data to input into the application. How does coaching really help them get the most out of that and help them gather data?
Yeah. So on call one, one of the questions that we do ask is, what is your current process for collecting data? And what we do is really understand the process that the advisor is using. Is there maybe suggestions that we can give you on implementing e-money into that process? Even if it's you, you know, having paper to pen, if that's your method, but maybe there's a way we can show you using basic facts or using one of our fact finders to gather that information. Maybe there's ways of using the client portal. So again, one shoe does not fit all. And that's why coaching call number one is so important, because we're going to gather all the information. And then as coaches, our brain is moving really quick to be like, this is what we think is going to be a recommendation. And we're going to give you ideas. It's not just one way. We're going to show you maybe multiple methods. And then you get to choose which one is going to fit best in your practice, maybe based off your style. Really, that's where coaches are going to be of a huge value, because we are the e-money experts. We're coming in with a toolbox, and you're going to share with us, what is your vision? What can you do better in your business to create stickiness, to close deals, to gather facts, to create transparency in the process? Maybe there's a way of, you know, you positioning the planning software that you're using. So that's really what we're going to be able to do for the advisor, is showing them a new approach, and also maybe using their current approach, but making it better.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, you're of course willing to listen and like understand what they're doing. You're not looking to uproot their processes by any means. Like you're really looking to understand what is it and what's working now and what's not working, and really help them utilize that.
Yeah. And create scalability, really. That's what it comes down to. It's just like, how do we make your life easier? Any issues that you're currently facing, maybe there's parts of the business that you're spending a lot of time on. Who knows? Maybe there's a way in e-money that we can set up an alert or a task to take that away from you, and less stress, right? Time is money.
Yeah, no, literally. And what a perfect analogy for what we're talking about. But also, it's the whole idea of work smarter, not harder. And if they can have these tools in their pocket that you are giving them, that is going to help them work smarter, not harder. That is going to be what creates these opportunities for them. And, you know, you mentioned prospects earlier, like this is not something that they can just use. Like these tools that you're giving them are not, it's not something that they can just use with clients. This is something that they can apply to really whatever type of work they're doing in the application. So while they can get into that, you know, nitty gritty, ask specific questions, they can also take a step back, take what you guys are teaching them, and apply it to just generally how are they running their business? What are they doing for planning in the application? And you have so much knowledge about what all these advisors are doing. One of the most commonly asked questions that I feel like we get is, what is this advisor doing? What are other advisors doing? What are they doing to create successful planning experiences for their clients and efficient processes without losing value? And you have so much knowledge on that because you're the one talking to other advisors every single day. So cool for them to be able to connect with you because you've connected with all these other advisors.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really another great point that you're bringing up about coaching. So not only do we speak to a lot of different advisors, and they're not all brand new advisors. These are some people that come in who've been users on eMoney for 8 to 10 years, and they're even sharing with us their methods of using the software, where then we as a team come back and we share that with each other. And this is also where I think the internal trainings are so important, because it's not that one of us, even coming from the industry, knows more than someone who is a, you know, eMoney employee. It's that we are sharing ideas back and forth on what is happening in the industry and what are some ways that we can teach advisors to implement this tool. Again, no matter what stage of the business they are, no matter who they're working with, no matter what their issues are. So just, you know, working with such brilliant people in coaching that love to share and just want to create the best experience for their advisors. Sometimes there's questions that we get asked on the phone that we don't have an answer to, but guess what's happening? The next week we're in a team meeting and that's the first thing that gets brought up is like, hey, this is a question. How would you guys answer this? What are some ways? And if we need to do a follow-up, we will. We have a really great coaching team, and the fact that advisors get to not only use the software, but have someone that teaches them and really walks them through every step to make sure they're comfortable, that's what sets eMoney apart from anyone else that they're ever going to be working with.
Yeah, that internal collaboration piece is so insightful into the knowledge that's shared among your team, and then you're able to take that and share that with them. So with that being said, what is, like, if you could share a best tip or a best practice with that advisor who's brand new, they're really just getting into eMoney to understand it as a whole, let alone get into the deep details of what they can do. What's your kind of best tip or practice for them as they get started?
My best tip is sign up for coaching. Watch the first video. That's just a 5-minute video on just basics of using eMoney, but make some time. Your coach should be, and your coaching program should be part of the business process. When you come on these calls, you understand that when you're meeting with a coach, it's to help you and your business become better. So book a first call. Get to know what we do. We also want to get to know what your process is. And then we will navigate and help you through the rest, depending on what your learning style is, what your favorite types of resources are. We're going to show you all of that. And it really just helps you get started on using eMoney and learning. And it's all at your own pace. There's no pressure to go through coaching every week or, you know, every few days. Let us just help you get started on the process, show you what's available, and then you can go from there.
Yeah, I love that. I think it'll be really great for advisors to understand that no pressure component. Like, they can be so creative with it, and it's, you know, as it works for them, something that they really get to experience. Also, I love what you said about it becoming a part of the business process. So I think advisors, a lot of them who are listening, maybe especially if they are brand new, they don't understand that coaching is something that they can continue to take throughout the practice of their business. So what does that look like for the advisor who's, you know, more seasoned, more experienced in eMoney? And I guess really, what would a best practice be for that advisor who is not brand new to eMoney?
Yeah. So if you've gone through coaching more than a year ago, I'm going to recommend you come back into it because, again, the program has really changed. But for those users who have gone through coaching in this last, maybe let's say 7 months to a year, the best tip is go through something called continuous coaching. You have available sessions that's in the help menu, and this is where you get to choose a topic. The way that I think of continuous coaching is going to be more as like a follow-up meeting. Hey, coaches, you know, I went through this program. This is what I'm doing in my planning, maybe my connections, my client website. And I want to see, is there any better way to do this? Maybe I'm having issues in this section. Maybe you guys can show me and create a process for me or help me with that. So continuous coaching would be the best for people who are a little bit more well-seasoned in eMoney, just because there we can have a conversation on something that's topic-focused and that's something that you need. Go through coaching maybe every 30 days after graduation, maybe every 60 days. So schedule a meeting or put it in your calendar to follow up with coaching, because it's always nice to learn that next level of using e-money. The foundation is great. You have all these resources like we talk about in the training tab, the videos, the help menu, but it's nice to be able to talk to someone one-on-one. And if for anything that's immediate that you need answers on, that's when they should be using the customer service team. We have an excellent team that you can ask any question you want. It could be as small as, hey, I've never entered this data point in, all the way to, I just built this plan out. Is there a better method to doing this? Again, the continuous coaching or our customer service, depending on how quick that need is.
Such valuable points. And I love that best practice and tip. And I think it's great for advisors to leave today's call knowing that coaching can be a really important part of their business practice, and it can continue to help them make the most of eMoney. eMoney is coming up on our 25th anniversary, which is just absolutely wild. And
it's wild.
So much fun. So, and I think I just have to say that your team and customer service, as you were just talking about, like all the people here who know eMoney in and out, that's what makes it just such a special application to have in your fintech stack as an advisor. And, you know, sure, they're maybe utilizing other applications and understanding different parts of the industry in different ways, but I just think that your team is so special and such an awesome part of eMoney, especially obviously you being a Stevie Award winner for all that you've done with coaching. It's just such a value add to eMoney, and that's just makes it so special. One of the things that we really focus on with that is, and just here at eMoney in general, is building strong advisor-client relationships. Like, we are a company that helps people talk about money. We are a company that, and your role, like, we like to focus on the people. We are focused on the people. So how does the coaching experience and really the learning center as a whole contribute to building that strong advisor-client relationship?
Yeah, so great question. So it all works together to help the advisor not just learn eMoney, but ways that they can enhance their relationships with clients overall. Because number one, you get the foundational knowledge up front. So with the Learning Center, it's going to provide you all the courses on understanding the tool itself and the capabilities. Second is the coaching calls to help reinforce and personalize that training. So it's really where we get to go through that material and help you apply your specific knowledge to the client interactions that you're currently having, and also helping meet your goals that you have for your business model. Third, it shifts your mindset to focus on the client experience, because as you're learning, you're going to start thinking to yourself about how can I better serve my clients? Because as we're giving you ideas, the coaches, we are applying real life scenarios and giving you real life ideas. So this is where you're going to start thinking of improving your engagement, how to make better financial plans. Some other examples that I have is, even I think of when in client meetings, there's always that one spouse who isn't engaged in finances. There's times where a coach has given an idea to the advisor of, hey, like, what if you can bring the spouse into this? Here's some visuals. And it's like a light bulb goes off in the advisor's mind. They're like, wow, I didn't even think of it that way, but like, that is one of my issues. So again, we're just giving you examples. So we're planting little seeds in the garden. You're going to take what you need, leave what you don't. So really, short answer is, by combining self-paced learning with one-on-one coaching and real-world applications, advisors can strengthen their confidence, efficiency, and their client relationships by using our tool, and ultimately leading to a better client outcomes that create a seamless planning experience. And like we always say, that stickiness in their relationship, because they're not going to want to go to anybody else once they realize that this tool could be used in every meeting. Any question that the client asks or any recommendation the advisor is giving them, let's show the client what it looks like. Why are we recommending this? What's the impact?
Absolutely agree. There is just so much to be said about what all of these resources, especially coaching, can give to the advisor. And I think there's also, I mean, just as much as the advisor talks about having that personal relationship with the client, right? They're talking to them, they're meeting with them, they're asking them questions. That's the same type of personal relationship that, or I should say, a similar type of personal relationship that they are getting with a coach, because they're bringing their needs to the table of, here's what I want to work on, how can you help me? And they're taking those kind of pain points of the process and really just turning them into success points. Here's how it's going. Here's what we're doing well now that we've gone through coaching. Here's the issues that we solved, the questions that are answered. So yeah, you guys are just bringing such value to our advisors. And I think they'll leave today's conversation just really having a strong understanding of that. Before we go, is there any other tips, advice, anything you want to leave our advisors with?
No, really just get into e-money. For those who are intimidated by the tool, what I say is you don't need to spend 2-3 hours a day on there. Just take 10, 15 minutes. So even if you have a schedule that's busy, go into the help menu, learn one new thing, learn to enter one new fact in. So that's going to be the best, you know, tip and trick I have, because no matter how many coaching sessions you go through, no matter how many training videos you watch, if you are not in there and doing it by yourself, it's going to be really hard to learn it. But once you do, you are going to feel so confident having meetings with your clients and prospects. I always compare it to that two friends sitting across from each other and just having a conversation. That's where e-money is going to be of huge value. So get in there, get to know the tool, and ask questions. It's going to be the best thing.
Anya, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. This was so much fun. And I think that our advisors are going to just leave with so many golden nuggets of things to implement into their practice. And I hope that they go and sign up for coaching. If they haven't already, I hope that they are getting involved in coaching and getting their questions ready of things that they can bring to the table. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
I don't know how you could leave today's episode with Anya and not feel pumped about diving into the application on a deeper level. She is a huge wealth of knowledge when it comes to everything, both e-money and coaching in general. If you're interested in continuous coaching, head to the help menu in the application and search continuous coaching there, and you'll find everything you need. For any podcast-related questions, or if you have a comment that you want to share with us, or a topic you would like to know more about, please send us an email at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on another episode soon.